Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Women, Work, and Calling: Step Into Your Place in God's World by Joanna Meyer is a Christian nonfiction book about vocation, theology of work, and the public roles of women. Written for readers who want to understand professional life in light of faith. It addresses a gap in church discipleship by focusing on women whose work extends beyond home and into workplaces, institutions, and civic life. Meyer combines biblical reflection with practical guidance to help readers think clearly about calling, influence, and faithful presence in ordinary employment. The book is not a generic career manual or a broad theology of work for all readers. It is specifically aimed at Christian women navigating complex expectations around work, home, gender, and spiritual purpose. Its purpose is to offer encouragement without oversimplifying the realities of modern professional life, while showing that women's work can be meaningful within God's larger story. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a theology of vocation that places women inside God's larger story. One of the book's central concerns is theological rather than merely practical. It argues that women should understand their work as part of God's ongoing purposes in the world. Meyer does not treat calling as a private feeling or a narrow church role. Instead, she frames work as participation in a broader divine mission that includes public service, leadership, and professional competence. This matters because many Christian women have historically received limited instruction about how faith connects to paid work, especially in spaces outside traditional ministry. By locating women inside a bigger theological narrative, the book challenges the idea that their contribution is secondary or spiritually peripheral. The argument also gives readers a way to think about ordinary work with greater seriousness, since significance is tied not only to explicit religious activity but also to faithful labor, wise judgment, and service to others. This theological framing is the foundation for the rest of the book's practical guidance. Secondly, why the church has often under-disciplined women in professional life. A major theme of the book is the gap between women's expanded public opportunities and the church's slower response in discipleship. Meyer observes that many women now pursue careers, leadership roles, and public influence, yet their faith communities often lack language, formation, or support for these realities. The result is a sense of isolation. Women may be expected to integrate faith and work on their own without strong theological tools or communal guidance. The book identifies this as a discipleship issue, not just a cultural one. That distinction is important because it shifts the conversation away from individual career advice and toward the responsibilities of Christian teaching and formation. Meyer is attentive to the fact that women are often told, implicitly or explicitly, to keep their ambitions small or to treat professional life as less important than other callings. The book responds by arguing that the church should equip women more thoughtfully for public life, rather than leaving them under-resourced in areas where they already bear real responsibility. Thirdly, practical discernment for calling in everyday work settings. The book is not limited to abstract theology. It also helps readers think through how calling is discerned in actual work environments, where decisions are shaped by pressure, ambiguity, and limited options. Meyer emphasizes that women often need help asking what their work is for, how to steward their gifts, and how to make faithful decisions in careers that are not neatly ideal. This practical dimension is important because calling is easy to romanticize, but much harder to live out in offices, teams, and institutions with competing demands. The book therefore treats discernment as an ongoing process rather than a single moment of certainty. It encourages readers to connect purpose with action and conviction with concrete habits of work. The guidance appears designed to be usable rather than theoretical, which helps explain why the book is described as accessible and immediately applicable. Its practical value lies in helping readers move from vague aspiration to grounded reflection about responsibilities, opportunities, and limits in ordinary professional life. Fourthly, facing workplace brokenness, gender dynamics, and divided expectations. Another distinct theme is realism about the brokenness of work itself. Meyer does not present the workplace as a neutral or fully redeemable space simply by adding religious language to it. Instead, she acknowledges that industries and organizations can be shaped by injustice, confusion, and harmful gender dynamics for Christian women. This often creates layered pressure. They may face professional challenges, unequal expectations, and cultural ideals that demand they appear competent, composed, and perfectly balanced at all times. The book takes these tensions seriously rather than bypassing them with easy encouragement. That gives it analytical force because it recognizes that faithful work often happens under constraints. It also helps readers avoid unrealistic conclusions about what a godly career should look like. By naming conflict, the book creates room for wise perseverance, ethical awareness, and humility. The implication is that Christian vocation is lived out in imperfect settings, where discernment includes not only opportunity seeking, but also endurance, boundaries, and moral clarity. Lastly, stories and role models that make faith and work feel concrete. The book also relies on examples, testimonies, and real-life illustrations to make its ideas tangible. According to the available descriptions, Meyer draws on years of listening to women and includes stories of female leaders and workers who embody faithful influence in public life. This is not merely decorative. In a book about calling, examples matter because readers often struggle to translate principle into lived possibility. Role models show how theological ideas can appear in actual careers, especially in roles that are sometimes treated as secular or spiritually marginal. The narrative element helps reduce the distance between doctrine and practice by showing that women can serve faithfully in multiple contexts without abandoning intellectual seriousness or spiritual conviction. At the same time, these stories widen the reader's imagination about what faithful contribution can look like. Rather than presenting one narrow model of Christian womanhood, the book points to diverse forms of influence. That makes the book useful both as encouragement and as a corrective to overly limited visions of vocation. In conclusion, Women, Work, and Calling is best suited for Christian women who want a more serious account of how faith relates to professional life, especially readers who feel that their church context has not fully addressed this topic. It will also benefit pastors, ministry leaders, and spouses who want to understand the pressures and opportunities women face in public and workplace settings. The book offers two kinds of value. Intellectually, it gives a clear theological framework for thinking about vocation, gender, and influence without reducing any of them to slogans. Practically, it provides language and orientation for women trying to discern how to live faithfully in careers shaped by real constraints. What distinguishes it from many books in the faith and work category is its focused attention to women's discipleship. Instead of speaking only in broad terms about work, it identifies a specific pastoral gap and addresses it with accessible, biblically grounded reflection. That makes the book especially useful for readers who want thoughtful encouragement that is concrete, not generic, and rooted in Christian theology rather than in career optimism alone. If you would like to support Joanna Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.